You're listening to the audio production of The Incredible Winston Brown by Sean Dietrich, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
To Jocelyn, of course, for getting me. The first inning. Winston Brown knew that he was dying. He couldn't explain how he knew. He just did. He removed his crumpled brown hat, exposing his prematurely white hair, and looked at the clear sky. He wondered what was up there, behind all that blue. He sat on the hood of the truck, sandwiched between two men, listening to a tinny radio voice talk about strikes, inside pitches, and home runs. But his mind was on the big blue stuff above him. The Floridian sun hung high over center field. The sky was empty and cloudless. What was up there? Was it friendly? Or the better question, did anyone go there when they died, or did they just become food for worms? Winston lit a Lucky Strike cigarette and drew in a breath. He'd been smoking Lucky since he was 10 years old. The truck was parked in the left field grass, doors splayed open, grown men sitting just above the engine, leaning backward on the windshield. The Dodgers game was coming straight from New York via WWLA and Mobile. It was a good day, and good days had been hard to come by ever since the doctor started running tests on him. Tests were just another name for systematic torture involving 2-foot-long needles thicker than milkshake straws. The doctor shoved these needles into his rib cage and removed plugs of pink lung matter. They called that a test. In any other era, they would have called it medieval punishment. And even though the doctor hadn't come out and said it yet, they don't run tests on people who aren't dying. "You want a beer?" said Mark Laughlin. "I got some in the cooler." Winston said, "No, thanks. Technically, I'm on duty." Jim Abraham, lifting a brown bottled Dixie beer from the tin Dr. Pepper cooler in the back of the truck, said, "Oh, you're always on duty. You ain't uniform St. Francis." Winston hopped down, walked to the tailgate, reached into the ice, and removed a bottle of knee-high orange, then popped the top using the edge of the truck bumper. 3 older men in sweat-laden T-shirts and jeans listened to every play with open ears and closed mouths and slippery long-neck bottles in their hands. The game ended with pure elation. The small dashboard speaker crackled beneath the strain of the announcer's voice. "Dodgers beat the Giants, folks. The Bums beat the Giants."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?